Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 71 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, your inspiration for every day, your cheerleader, your... Yes, I've got your back, mentor, friend. I'm here. Our video that is in the comments below, notes below, and our inspiration today is a calming fire. Take your burning desires to the next level. Take your burning desires to the next level. One of the things I love about this video is fire is mesmerizing. Burning desires to the next level. The next level on fire, fireplaces. Isn't that gorgeous? And you look at it, it's just one simple stream of fire, but the reflections I've made it look bigger from the angle. And we even have a little party music you can still hear in the background. What is your burning desire? Now, we sometimes go, oh, burning desire, that's love. Oh, that can be pretty strong. That can be pretty strong. But sometimes when we meet someone, even in the first few steps, you have to be vulnerable just to become a friend of someone. Even if this isn't something that you're looking for, a relationship, but a friendship relationship, you have to let yourself be a little bit vulnerable, reveal some things about yourself, of who you are. And it's okay. It's not always easy to make new friends. It's not always easy to share the stories about yourself. It's not so easy to say, this is who I am. Are you going to like me? But you don't have to worry about, are you going to like me? You're who you are innately. And that's an amazing thing. Your burning desires to the next level. Because maybe you just desire friendship. Maybe you're tired of being alone all the time. All you're doing is getting up and either going to school or getting up and going to work or getting up and doing the same routine over and over again. But you're thinking, I want to do something different. I want to do something that's going to make me happy. I want to take my life to the next level. Maybe you've had something for so long and you just don't even know how to get out of it because, well, it's the routine I've had for years. It's the same job I've had. It's the same business I've run. It's the same house I've lived in and city that I've been in. And I'm okay. But you have to ask yourself, are you ready to upsize? Are you ready to downsize? Are you ready to take yourself to the next level? Whatever it is. Maybe it's the relationship in your business. Maybe you've reached the apex and you're done. And maybe you're still climbing that mountain. And you have these burning desires of where you want to be. What steps are you taking to make them happen? Where are you leaving yourself a little bit vulnerable, putting yourself out there, shaking hands, creating friendships and relationships with people so that you can get to that next level? What work have you done? If you've already started, good. And when you have those lightning bolt thoughts, jot them down. Think about them. Put them in that notebook. And don't just leave it in that notebook. Start to take action. Start to do the things that are going to take you to that next level. If you could, whatever this thing that comes to the forefront of your mind that you want to take to the next level, if you could make it the top of anything that it could be. I want to be the mayor of my town. I want to be the manager of this district. I want to own my own business. I want to retire. There's so many things that you're thinking about, but what are you thinking about right now? What can you do to take the next step to get you closer to that goal? Is it going ahead and reaching out to somebody else who's already in that position, who's already done the things and gotten there? Somebody you admire. That's a great way. Somebody who's been down the path. Talking to a mentor. And it doesn't even have to be someone in your immediate circle. You can reach out to others and say, hey, you've done this. What's your secret? Guess what? When they tell you, maybe it's not a secret. Maybe it's knowledge that you need because you see somebody else who had a burning passion to make it happen. And now you're ready. You're ready to say, ooh, let's take this. Let's take this to the next level. That excitement, the kind that won't let you sleep, the kind that makes you write love letters of how you're going to get to that place. Yes, love letters to yourself of what are you going to do to reach that next goal? Think about it. That's the passion. That's the passion speaking. Makes your palms get a little sweaty, your heart beat a little faster. Yes, it doesn't always have to be romantic love that makes you feel that way. Sometimes it's just that burning desire. And boy, oh boy, do you deserve it? Do you deserve to have some excitement? Do you deserve? Is it a question? Yes. And that's the answer. Yes. Give yourself permission to say, yes, I can do this. I can take this passion to the next level. To do the things I want to do. So I can feel and fulfill the things that I want to do in this lifetime, because this is my life and I am going to enjoy it. I am going to do all the things to make everything as great and as amazing as I can, because this is my life and I am full of passion. I am full of desire and I am full of great things. And I'm going to take them to the next level. Give yourself that affirmation. Give yourself permission and start taking the steps for whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever it is that makes you excited. Go get it, my friend. Go jot it down and start taking the steps. I am here to cheer you on. I am here to congratulate you when you've done it. I am your mindful mentor, Avalon to get you to think about things a little different every day, to encourage you and inspire you on your pathway. Until next time.